The mother of a teenager tortured and murdered in South Auckland last year says she'll be remembered for her bubbly and happy personality. 17-year-old Demetrius Paidama's body was found in a drum at a derelict house in Mangere last July. Two people were found guilty of murdering her after a three-week trial in the High Court at Auckland this month. Our court reporter, Annika Smith, filed this story. And just a warning to our listeners that this report contains disturbing details.
A High Court jury knew her as Demetrius Paidama, but her whānau knew her as Demi. Every day over the past 3 weeks, they gathered in the court's foyer, readying themselves to hear another day of evidence. For Lena Hetaraka Paidama, hearing about the last hours of her daughter's life hurt.
It's been tough. She don't deserve that. None of that. She never even fought with her siblings, let alone get a hiding off someone else or tortured by other people.
Miss Paidama was beaten, stripped naked and tied to a chair. Tōko Ashley Shane Winter then asked her how she wanted to die, by stabbing or hanging. The 29-year-old then hanged the teenager with the help of Kerry Tiamo. The pair pointed the finger at one another during this month's trial, but in the end the jury found them both guilty. The verdict was welcome relief for Miss Paidama's stepfather, Raymond Paul.
They deserve what they got. How can you ask for more? You know, guilty is guilty. It's been hard for Lena and all of us, really, looking at right down to the, what do you call it, all the evidence of what they've done to her and torture her that long and for the hurt that she went through.
Miss Paidama had only recently moved to Auckland before her death. She was raised in Northland by her paternal grandfather and moved south just after turning 16. Hetaraka Paidama said it always seemed like her daughter was making up for lost time.
She was bubbly, happy, yeah, always trying to impress, like always trying to impress me or get me to. Felt like she was trying to make up for our years apart. Yeah, well, she didn't need to. It was me who should have been doing all that. And she would go out of way and make cakes and cookies and stuff.
Miss Paidama was in the care of Oranga Tamariki when she died, but was known for taking off to the streets. This was where she met Winter and Tiamo. They caught the train to South Auckland to crash at an abandoned house in Mangere last July. It's not known why, but at some point the defendants turned on her. By chance and tragedy, the police actually showed up while she was being beaten. Three constables knocked on the door looking for a former tenant and met Miss Paidama, teary but hostile. She refused their offers of help and they eventually left the property where her body was later hidden. The courtroom was still and quiet as the verdicts were delivered yesterday afternoon. Justice Brewer convicted the defendants and thanked the jurors for their service.
Mr. Foreman, members of the jury, it's a difficult job you have had to do. The circumstances you have had to listen to have been difficult, to say the least.
The judge had earlier warned the jury about the details they would hear. After the verdicts were delivered, he said the court had a 24/7 counselling service available and encouraged them to contact it if they needed support. Winter and Tiamo will be sentenced in November. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Annika Smith aho.